Hello and welcome to the Creatives Chronicles. My name is Bright Emeka and I'm your host for today. This is the podcast that tells the stories of creative professionals, giving you the information and motivation to get started, stay focused, and thrive as a creative professional. Today in the house, we have a phenomenal mind. We have the program manager for GDG Mina. He is Umar Seyidu Auna. It's a pleasure to have you here, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you too.
Okay. Now, I understand that you are a graduate of computer science. How did what influenced that choice? Why did you study computer science? What made you choose computer science?
Well, actually, I wanted to study computer science since the first day I had a computer. My dad got a desktop for us. So since then, I was so curious that how can a small team be able to do what I asked to do? Back then, let's say like back then in 1998, I was learning all this, Magis Bcom, and like Microsoft Word, PowerPoint. I was even playing around with them. I was only taught Microsoft Word. Then the rest I explained them myself. Excel, like the Excel part, I would have to go and buy a textbook on how to do the maths and everything. So yeah. I did that and it was fun. And when I showed my dad that, look, all this your accounting stuff, because my dad was the treasurer for Chechega local government back then. So I was saying that, okay, this, the numbers, that is not for you to be pressing people, just enter the numbers, do this, and it's automatic. When I did it the first time, I was so happy. So each time he wants to do a long mass, he just called me, I should come and do it for him. So from there, I now moved to my secondary school. Actually, I did technical school, federal and secondary school. So I did mass computer there. That was from there. I wrote my first program in command prompt, CMD. Then from there, I even know how to even do, back then there is a program hidden inside command prompt that you can write just like doing Microsoft Word is, but it's not being used now. But it's being used back then, but now not used. Just like once you just open your command prompt, just type edit, but it only supports that 2 bits. Just type edit and you just see a white screen, just like doing Microsoft Word. You can be able to type and everything and save everything. So we use it, and when we use it, we use diskette once we throw those assignment inside, save it. That was back then. And so from there, we now moved. When I was in SSC, about to graduate, I got into BASIC. That was when I started into BASIC. I was so curious. I wrote my first program that would only tell you hello world. From there, I moved on. I was like, okay, I think what I need to study is, at first it was cybersecurity here in FET Mina. But I decided it's high time I changed my environment. It's high time I explore that place. Move somewhere different. So I was like, okay, let me just check nearby places that can introduce cybersecurity. None. So I just let me just go for computer. Yeah, I was called Bayero University, from Mina to Kano, it's just 5 hours. What's the name? 5 hours. Let me just go for it. So when my dad heard about it, that I'm going to Kano, that was in 2011-2012. It was like impossible. Impossible. I can't go there because back then the insurgency was really critical back then. Because back then my school was even attacked. In 2011, the school was even attacked. And they suffered a severe casualty that time. A lot of students lost their lives, and even some people withdraw from the school because they can't take it anymore. The insurgency was very strong that time, that period. Even when I went there, bombing, shooting. At first, I was scared. I'm getting used to it. You have to adapt. Then I moved in. When I moved in there, at first, I was not even giving what I've been applied for. In a sense, I was being given education physics. I was giving education physics. And I said, okay, let me just follow my dad's advice and just stay here. And I said, okay, let me not stay here and do my business. Then something, let me just go, whatever will just happen, let me just go there. So when I moved there to Kano, when I went there, I've never been to Kano, like a big city like this. When I was there, when would I explore the whole of this town? Good time, let me just I went to the school the following day to the student affairs. Okay, I was so let you have closed admission, registration, everything is shut down. Okay, no problem. I think this is just a test. Let me just go back home and do my thing at home. So on my way leaving the student affairs, the woman told me that did I came before something like that. They are running a diploma program. It's just 2 years. Once you finish, you'll be admitted for a 3 year course. Please, why don't I? So, okay, what course? So, you know, they have a lot of courses. He gave me the list. When I saw it, I was like, okay, we'll just do that. So, when I moved there, the following day, I called my dad. He said, okay, no problem. Let's just apply. I applied, my name came out, I started. From there, I met a lot of guys just like me minded. So, from programming, I actually switched to Photoshop. I started playing Photoshop.
Okay.
I was playing on Photoshop at that time a lot. Then I did basic again. That was my 100 level. I did basic again. That was program level. I did basic. Then my 200 level, I did Fortran. Visual Basic. That was the first time I saw like a visual program that can be able to give you that X, close, minimize interface. Normally, I used to code in black and white. It was very terrible.
That's the first time you used the code editor. Yeah, you could actually
see what I'm doing. So from there, I played around with Visual Basic a lot. I was like, even in the class, when I'm having, they're having bugs.
Oh, it's me.
Everything is me. Everything is me. Like, wow. Everything is me. A bug. Then from there, HTML came in. What is this HTML again? Let me look into it. I was so fond into HTML. Okay, back then it was HTML 5. I never liked HTML 5, CSS, and JavaScript. So now we went to HTML 4. Started with HTML 4, HTML 4. Then from there, moved into CSS. But when I was, okay, when I graduated from my group, that was 2013, I left the school. I was like, okay, since I'm sure, what am I going to do? So what am I going to leverage? Is it going to be networking? Is it going to be mobile? Is it going to be web? I like doing some research. Then from there, let me just go into mobile. Mobile is not that. It's just Java and for a few combinations.
Yeah.
So the first mobile I did was Java, and that's the mobile edition.
Okay.
The first was when just Java phones were.
Yeah.
So when I came there, to even configure the IDE itself, back then I was using NetBeans. I never knew that it was simple like Eclipse. I struggled. I wasted a lot of data.
Wow.
To even learn, get the materials, I went to configure the NetBeans. The first day I ran a program on my Java phone, that just said hello world. Oh my God. I was showing everybody. I was showing everybody at home. I was so happy. Seriously, I was so happy. Then I started, okay, what am I going to do? Since I'm going back to school, I need to do something that can be able to motivate me to keep on building. Okay, let me just build a guide for my school. Wow. A guide for my school. Because when I wanted to apply for admission there, the computer says it was there, but you have to like check in. There's the group with the jump group.
Checking.
So I want it easier just to do something that can be able to just
make it faster, easier.
Exactly. So I started working on the Java ME phone. That's Java.
Okay.
Then I discovered Android. That was when it came out. Okay, Android came out since, but I was just afraid. I was afraid to go back. Okay, you know, that phobia of changing to a new technology.
Yeah.
It's something else. Yeah, I've been there. Okay, what about I moved there? I messed up something. I'll just. So when I bought my first Android, I had that Android. Okay, let me just check my development. My development was there. Cool. How can I be able to configure it on NetBeans? Still NetBeans.
NetBeans.
I configured it working steady. Then I discovered most of the videos I was watching online, they were. When I switched to Eclipse, Eclipse was very smooth. It was very smooth at that time. I was using very smooth in Eclipse. I built my first app that says Hello World. From there, I said I'm moving up. So back in that 2014 when I finished, I applied in my school as a degree student.
Okay.
I went back, continued, when I continued that process, I was doing kind of research on how can we to make it easy for them. I built the first version that just contained the list for policies.
Okay.
The first version. And I showed it to people, they were like, it's okay, but I can do better than this. Mm-hmm. I can do better than this. Okay. Let me try to see if I can get a nice UI.
Okay.
Like a bunch of data. So I don't know, let me just, the only way I can get the data is just the school handbook. Mm-hmm. And the student don't have the time to go to the school handbook.
Mm-hmm.
So I just fetch some few contact inside.
Okay.
And that make it easier for them to get inside the phone. The school history was there. The past vice chancellors were there.
Wow.
The school principals were there. The department, courses, what else again? So many, I kind of like branded everything as going to be much more easier for you. And the most powerful feature was that the map had a map in it.
Wow. So they could locate the places and navigate.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the most important thing that they did. And I used the app to enter a contest inside the school that they did subject division. And I came first.
Wow.
I came first in it. And because this is something that I've never
seen.
But when we went for the contest, most of the guys there were web. So it was only one that came from Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
So when they said, okay, we'll buy something like 40 meters to carry and navigate. So from there, I became first and I made me to push on to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention when in 2014, when I graduated, that was when I discovered GDG.
Mm-hmm.
That was GDG BUK in my school. I started there. I was okay, how can I bring it down here to okay. I met the organizer, he put me through everything I need to do. When I came down here, I started processing, okay, how can I be able to run my first event? I went down to FET now, see if I can be able to get some more. So they told me that they have a global student ambassador in the school.
Wow.
Yeah, that I can be able to contact. That was back then. So I said, okay, can I collected his contact, then I called him, we talked, then the first thing we met, could you imagine, we met around 2, I didn't make this call around 6, because the guy is a techie, and when a techie meets a techie,
that's it, you just start talking,
so we discuss a lot, and how we can be able to match our events and project one. So when the GDG was approved, we did the first event, which was the student there where they really appreciated it. Our initial plan was to do a 2-day event,
okay.
But the school gave us the opportunity to do a 1-day event in Boso campus. So we did it there and the students were really happy about the events.
Wow. So you have now started a movement. That's amazing. That's really, really nice. GDG Mina. What has been the most challenging thing for you as program manager?
The biggest challenge, when I started, the biggest challenge was to have a venue.
Mm.
And for after having the venue, to have the attention of the attendees,
okay.
Come to the comments,
getting those people
exactly what you want. So we normally used to host the event in IBU, Ibrahim Badu University guest house.
Okay.
Normally used to have. So we used to have like low turnout.
Mm.
Then we moved to FET Mina.
Okay.
We started smoothly with FET Mina. Then we started supporting us. To get the venue, it was part of the channels, protocols and everything.
Okay.
So they were like, I don't know, they were tired of us, so we just so we had to switch back to streaming. Like, when we get to streaming, our first event was like the venue that we even thought that is too small, it was chucked up. A lot of people could not even, people were even standing, people were outside.
Wow.
It was okay though. Since this is what the school wants, just the community, and since we have seen the number of crowd,
yeah.
We just request a larger
crowd.
And it's not even, once we just call the SUG or the Students Organizing Association, we are having an event in the school.
Yes.
What do you need? We need lights. We need a venue. That's all we need to finish.
Wow.
Finish. So, okay, good. On the day of the events, I'll come there, check everything is intact, then. We did the IW, the International Women's Z 2017 in the school.
Yeah.
And we had
plenty.
Could you imagine during the event it was like they were trying to the males were having to be more chatted than the females. Not only okay, we have to put someone there, please for not me, please don't come. Please write for me, please don't come. I only need the females. Yeah. You know the international women, so you need to balance.
This.
So when the males march and females, we want to make females to be there.
So we have to like reinfuse
our
subvention.
And from your story, you are a self-taught developer.
Yeah, self-taught developer.
Wow. So it's been online tutorials. Yeah. And what are some of the things that has really helped you? Did you have like somebody that was holding your hand? Was there someone you were looking at or someone close then? Or was it just online tutorials?
It was online tutorials. And back then, I tried to look at how many other developers are there. And I tried to get in touch with. Most of them, they were mostly in South.
In South, Lagos.
So I tried to, apart from Blama.
Yeah,
Blama was the one that actually, he really helped me a lot. Yeah. If I'm having any issue, I'll contact. Because I never liked him, so he was a developer and Android developer at that time. But back then, he was working for one company. I'm not sure I remember the company. But that was where we host our first dev event in Abuja in 2015.
Okay.
2015. So I contacted him mostly when I'm having issues. I'll ask him when I'm having this problem, this is a place. I looked him up like a mentor. I'm having issues in social peace. I don't know if you can be able to help me look into it. So from there, I was like, okay, to a stage that I don't have to be calling. Second, I'm having a bug, I have to fix it myself. Back then, I don't even know how to use Stack Overflow. I have to force myself to know how to use Stack Overflow. Each time I ask a question,
on Stack Overflow,
on Google.
Oh, okay, on Google.
I'll just be saying stuff like most
answers.
I'm finished. I'll just close the browser.
Okay, you might.
I won't bother to check. Why is stuff like most answers? I won't bother to. But when I am just going to try, I like checking. I like following
the trends.
Okay. This is good too. From there, I start picking up. I'm very good. I won't post questions. I won't answer some few questions from there.
Wow. That's amazing. So. Where do you see GDG Media this year? What do you see GDG Media doing this year?
GDG Media is really becoming something. Because why I said so, there is a community that we run secretly. Mm-hmm. But we are working together. It's called NetTech Meetup.
Okay.
So we started since last year. Mm-hmm. And we have been working with them together. Okay. In terms of sponsorship, in terms of partnership together with them. Which it really helped us a lot. And during the events, if you have any events coming up, we'll say it's there.
Okay.
And from there, we have high turnout. The last one that we did, I think we have about 50. And the way people showed interest, this one is coming up next of our week.
Okay.
I think it's going to really be big. It's going to go into a high number. So the way I picture this is that subsequently, the meetup that are coming up, I'm sure that we are going to be having high turnouts, and we're trying to see how we're going to get excellent speakers coming in. So that to motivate here to see that okay, we actually have someone that has already been there and is coming to preach to us okay, how to be there.
That's what. Okay, now there's a segment in the Creative Square Quiz. It's called Demystifying the Myths. That's when we pick a myth in the industry, and that is wrong. It's a perception people have, but it's not true. Like, would you want to demystify any myths for us today? That something people are thinking it might be about bugs or about clients or about anything you want to demystify for us today?
Okay. I actually see. Because, when it comes to the issue of bug, people think that bugs are like a problem to them. But first you have to sit down, just over it one line at a time to see. Even though you can't handle the bug, just move it right there. And from there, you can be able to, how you can fix it.
Yeah.
And the issue of, most importantly, people have this issue of imposter syndrome.
Yeah,
that's big. Once the software processing is on, box came in. Okay, if I'm working on this project that I've been allocated to now, all of you are hang so please have a bug. So the bug itself is a side effect of processing. You get it. Now making the thing complicated, exactly. Like you also doubting yourself, yeah. And I can't even fix this box. Am I even sure with the programmer or developer?
Like, and then you now start looking at it. I can't do this.
So, what has been one of your philosophies or guiding thoughts to you? Because it's important to have motivation. It's important to have like a goal. Because you mentioned earlier that you were looking at what you can do, what you can do. What has been that thing that has been shaping your mindset and helping you?
Well, when I look at people that are there ahead of me, always look at them that they are already there. And that gives me the motivation when they are going to be there. So that makes me, that keeps me pushing to continue doing, continue climbing. Keeping it clear, I wouldn't even reach that place. It's just a matter of time and patience.
Yeah,
time and patience. I will definitely be there.
Because you're seeing people that are doing it, people that have done it. So it's a possibility. It's not like this thing is not achievable. Amazing stuff. I really, really appreciate your time. I do understand that you're a very busy person. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Before I let you go, what would be, even if I let you go, if you are to have one superpower, like you want to have one superpower now, let's enter the fantasy world. What would be the superpower you would have? If you can wish and you just get any superpower, what would that superpower be?
Travel with the speed of light.
Wow! That you become the second Flash or. That's cool. So you just.
At least if you think of being in a location, now I want to be in social location. You just.
Ah, you're there.
You're there.
Wow. That's a nice superpower. Man, I could think of literally 20 places I want to be now, and you just be there with that. Amazing superpower. Amazing superpower. I must commend that. Okay. Before I let you go, what would be your closing remark or closing word of advice or encouragement to both two sets of people? Intending developers, young developers are looking to get started, and already maybe intermediate level developers. What would be your
advice? For those that are getting started, they have this major phobia of saying that that guy's going to be there. When will I be there? Stop asking yourself that question. Just continue going. One day you'll be surprised that you're already there. That's one of the major challenges of starting something. You're already there. When will I be there? I should start this thing now. Everything takes time.
Yeah.
Them that are saying that they're already there, they started step by step. So you should follow step by step. And before you know it, you'll be there. And for the intermediate developers, these ones, they are at the stage where they are not front, back, or the individual. Yes. Anything can backfire to them. You are fixing a problem, writing a code, you hook, a bug, you try to solve that problem yourself, you keep on forcing yourself, then you must fix that problem. But at that intermediate level, you don't have to force yourself. Once you try something, it doesn't work. Just come back and think of it and come back and see how you can be able to solve it.
Wow. Amazing. I've really, really picked a whole lot from you today.
Thank you.
It takes patience. It takes time. Like, they will tell you that Rome was not built in a day. And little drops of water makes a mighty ocean. So, the key takeaway for me today is time. And patient with your own process. Like, we have our journeys to make, so be patient with it. Thank you so much, Boss Umar. It's been an amazing time with you. I really appreciate. And to our audience and listeners out there, you've heard it from the boss himself. Be patient with yourself, be patient with your process. It takes time to build anything that will last. I will see you next week. Have an amazing weekend.